Mijn naam is Mike van Doijweert. En dit is de Supercast. Een podcast waarin de liefde voor superhelden centraal staat. Welkom bij deze speciale aflevering van de Supercast. Het is geen normale interviewcast, daarmee ben ik weer terug in het nieuwe jaar. Maar deze aflevering staat in het teken van het script wat ik instuurde naar de filmpodcast Never Seen It. Een paar maanden geleden, toen ik ontdekte dat mijn script de uitzending gehaald had, toen heb ik ook een bericht geplaatst op de Supercast Facebook. Maar voor iedereen die nog niet de kans heeft gehad om er naar te luisteren, of voor iedereen die het nogmaals wil horen, ga ik je zo meteen het fragment laten horen waarin mijn script wordt voorgelezen / uitgespeeld. Goed, denk ik, om uit te leggen wat Never Seen It nou precies is. Dus het is sowieso een van mijn favoriete podcasts. Ik luister iedere week en ik vind het een van de grappigste podcasts die er zijn. Het concept is eigenlijk dat comedians of scenario schrijvers aanschuiven bij presentator Kyle Ayers. En ze hebben dan eigenlijk een parodiescript geschreven op een film of tv-serie die ze nog niet gezien hebben. Dus ze hebben dat wat ze geschreven hebben, hebben ze puur geschreven op basis van wat ze hebben gezien in de trailer, of wat ze hebben gehoord over die film, of misschien hebben ze gekeken op IMDb wie er precies in zitten. Maar daar blijft het dan ook bij. En dat levert hilarische scripts op. De presentator doet ook regelmatig oproepen in de afleveringen van als je zelf als luisteraar een script hebt, stuur hem op en dan lezen we hem misschien voor. En een tijdje geleden hebben ze daar echt iets mee gedaan door een hele aflevering te maken met alleen maar fanscripts. En daar zat hij voor mij dus bij. Sterker nog, het was gewoon het eerste script dat ze van de stapel pakte. Het script van de Fantastic Four, waar je zo naar gaat luisteren, dat schreef ik zelfs nog voor Infinity War. Als dat daarna zou zijn geweest, dan had het waarschijnlijk ook wel andere grappen opgeleverd. Maar ik heb dus mijn versie van The Fantastic Four geschreven. En je gaat nu luisteren naar het fragment van die fanscript aflevering, waarin mijn script dus wordt voorgelezen. En daarna hoor je ook het gesprek dat in de studio ontstaat naar aanleiding van mijn script. Ik wens je sowieso veel luisterplezier toe voor nu. En mocht je geïnteresseerd zijn in de Never Seen It podcast, ik heb in de beschrijving ook een link geplaatst naar een pagina waar je meerdere afleveringen kunt luisteren. Wat de Supercast betreft, die kun je nog altijd vinden op iTunes. Daar kun je jezelf abonneren op deze podcast, mocht je dat nog niet gedaan hebben. En laat dan ook even een beoordeling achter. Ik zou zeggen, fijne feestdagen en geniet.
All right, so Mike has never seen Fantastic Four. Let's let everyone know who we're going to be playing here in the scene. I will be doing stage directions.
I will be the Thing and Invisible Woman.
I will be Human Torch and the Silver Surfer.
And I will be Fantastic, Rock, and Doom.
Great. It's all. Has anyone seen Fantastic Four?
No.
Never seen it.
Oh. Never seen it? Jessica, you have?
Yeah, I have.
Thoughts?
Long time ago. Chris Evans was great.
Sure.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, he was in the Fantastic... Okay, we'll talk about Fantastic Four once we're done.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Mike, this is Mike's Fantastic Four, Never Seen Edition. Okay. Interior. Conference room. Day. Mr. Fantastic, The Thing, and Human Torch sit around the table in Justice League fashion, but also not in Justice League fashion because of legal reasons. The Invisible Woman might also be in the room. Who knows?
Guys, we're screwed up again. We're up for another reboot. Hold on.
Ah, no, man. I was on fire.
Are we gonna be Avengers... now?
Let's hope so. So we haven't been very fantastic on our own.
Mr. Fantastic pushes a button that is next to him. Interior, conference room, day. A reboot takes place. The group is sitting around the table again. The Thing is now played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Rock looks at his rocky arms and flexes.
I'm The Rock. Actually, playing a rock. Fantastic. Sue, are you with us?
Present.
Just making sure. Okay, guys. Sixth time is the charm. Dr. Doom is threatening to blow up the world. Again! You know, generic villain stuff. And we can only beat him if we work together.
Cut to interior, evil lair, night, obviously. Dr. Doom is sitting on his throne. Next to him is the Silver Surfer holding a surfboard. They both look like hilariously bad CGI villains.
You'd better have a good reason for calling me during surf season.
What?
Oh, well, I thought we might team up, destroy the world together.
What do we gain from that? Don't we need something to rule over?
I see your point.
Oh, damn.
Maybe we should start out small then, like with a building or a street.
Interior office. Fantastic is sitting at his phone. He's writing a message on his phone.
Hi, Tony. I would like you to know that we rebooted recently. And since we're colleagues now, we'd like very much to join the Avengers. Are there any jobs available?
Mr. Fantastic puts the phone down. He picks it up again and starts typing.
How does this work? Do I call you or do you call me? I'd like to hear from you. Lots of love, Mr. F.
Mr. Fantastic puts the phone down, picks it up again, starts typing.
Never mind. I'll do another reboot. Perhaps this film works better as a musical.
Exterior, street, night. The Invisible Woman, now played by Emma Stone, is walking on the street and being ignored. She's very sad. Invisible then breaks into a Disney-type musical number, which she can legally do now.
Do I have to sing this?
It says singing.
I dance like nobody's watching.
There we go.
Out in water. Watching, I sing like nobody's listening. Then I look around and see nobody's looking at me. It's a real hell on earth. Is that the end?
That's the end.
Oh,
that was
cool.
Beautiful. Oh my God.
Shout out to Mike for never seeing Fantastic Four. Good point. A point not brought up enough in superhero movies. What do they rule over if they destroy the world?
Right.
Yeah, themselves. Yeah.
Right. And right. How does that work if you want to be a part of an Avenger group? Do you call them up? Do you, that was a good...
Yeah,
I think Spider-Man got it by...
recommendation.
Yeah, maybe contracts. Recommendation.
It's all who you know.
So can you introduce me to your manager, please?
Right, it was like Gmail was very early on. You needed someone to send you an invite, but eventually they opened up for everybody. Mm. So, Jessica, you've seen Fantastic Four.
I have.
What did they nail? Do you remember any plot points? Did they get any part? Did they nail any of it right?
You
was any of it right? Was any of it wrong?
I don't think so.
You don't think they got it?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, too bad. What do you remember anything about it? It has been rebooted a lot.
It has, yeah. I haven't seen any of the reboots.
Right.
So I couldn't tell you if it's at all like this.
Okay.
The Silver Surfer did, in fact, have like a surfboard-like thing.
That's a real character?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is in one of them. Early Michael B. Jordan is in one of the reboots. Uh-huh. All these people who were in these became better superhero characters.
Yeah, that's true.
Chris Evans was the Human Torch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which seems to be more prominent.
Camp.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a real launching pad for superheroes. And then who knows? I don't even know why what the Fantastic Four does now. It's also confusing me with contracts and superhero movies.
True.
It's just like a B team, like a, you know, when, well, this is super insidery, but you know how, like,
UCB
when they have the, like, the house teams, there's like the team they put you on first to see if you'll be okay.
Sure, like minor leagues.
Yeah, minor leagues. It's the minor, they put you on that, and then if you're not good, they don't give you a real superhero.
Fantastic Four to me seems like copyright-free superheroes. Like the guy's called... What is he called?
The Thing.
The Thing.
Yeah.
It's like we don't own any terminology. So instead we're just gonna have Flame, Thing, Doctor Doom doesn't seem like right. You know what I mean? It seems a little lazy still.
They let like a Make-A-Wish kid write a
Well, they would have to write it for them. And every time I've ever seen a Make-A-Wish kid, they at least have loftier ambitions than The Thing.
It, yeah.
They'd be like, how about it be called Cool Guy? Or something. I don't know. That's not that good either.
Mm-hmm. Rock Dude.
Rock Dude. How are there so many superheroes and The Rock isn't one of them? Steve Agee just did the podcast. He's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Steve is, and The Rock isn't.
Maybe The Rock doesn't want to be typecast.
Think about every other Rock role. He wrestles people in cars. I think he's okay with being typecast a little bit.